you're listening to the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, a podcast designed to revolutionize the way we think about our midlife. Yes, let's celebrate this beauty of this transformative period. It's time to embrace our curiosity and unleash our desires and rediscover the power of our adolescence. Yes, we're doing it all over again. I promise you, on every episode, we shall be exploring everything from relationships, emotional well-being, sexual empowerment, to financial stability, just overall wellness. Each episode is packed with empowering insights, actionable advice, and heartfelt stories from real people who have conquered the challenges of the midlife. Expect tears, laughter, and joy. So join me every Thursday, Caroline Brown. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. Available on all platforms. Listen in to the next episode. Thank you for joining in on today's episode. Today, we shall, as every time you join in, go on a midlife transformation and empowerment tour. Today, we have a very special guest, like always. Her name is Kathy Bister. She is a mindset, mindfulness, and mood coach. She is my midlife coach twin. Kathy will guide us on a journey of unlocking our midlife magic. Yes, so get ready to tap into your values, discover what's missing to embrace the best phase of your life yet. This episode no doubt will leave you, as every episode, feeling inspired and ready to create a purpose and joy in your own midlife journey. So let's give a warm welcome to Kathy. And she's here to take us on a tour that will align your actions to create a purpose and joy, and leading to that often missing a sense of fulfillment, which is here to tell us exactly how to put that back into place. So let's welcome Kathy after the interlude. And I'm your host, Caroline Brown. And like always, don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep up to date on all the episodes as and when they become available. Right, let's welcome Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
I'm very well, and thank you for asking. And how are you, you know, coming on this podcast for the very first time? Thank you and welcome.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I introduced you a little bit before the interlude, but it's always lovely to hear it from the person. So tell us a little bit more about you. What led you to do the work that you do now?
Sure. So I am actually in Rhode Island in America, and so quite a bit over, right, from where you all are.
Indeed.
Which is fun. I have clients from Ireland and England, so it is such a great opportunity the internet has given us. And so what I do here in Rhode Island is I work with midlife women, and what that means is I help them answer that question that often comes up somewhere around 40, 50, 60, and that's, is this it? Is this all there is, right? What's next? We live this life, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I've been living for other people this whole time. What's next for me? So we dive into all sorts of things to discover what somebody's future can hold for them.
Right. And I thought it would be a good opportunity, really, to talk about sort of the work that you have done. I know that you're a life designer coach, and you have different experiences in different fields. But one thing I wanted to know before we get into that is, what were your challenges during your midlife experience, the beginning of your midlife experience? What were your challenges?
So I was shocked to find out, and most of the people that I work with are as well, that midlife is actually 35 to 70 years old. It is the largest chunk of time. And so I want to say it was somewhere, because it doesn't, it's not like we wake up and it happens overnight. It's this feeling that just sort of creeps up on us, right? So when I think about when it happened, I want to say somewhere around 36, 37, 38, what was happening to me, and it's these perimenopausal symptoms coincide with entering midlife. So it's just this dynamic time. But what was happening for me was a lot of physical and, what I found surprising, mental and emotional disturbances, upheavals. I think the biggest thing for me was that I was unhappy and I felt miserable. And then I felt guilt and shame because I had no reason to be unhappy. I have a beautiful family. We, you know, have a home. We're all employed. Our children are just, you know, I guess like any kids, good some days, bad others, but still good kids all grown, right? You know, and so I think what happened is there's drops and fluctuations in hormones. They affect all over our body. And for me, it was this feeling of being miserable. I mean, not just, you know, like an off day here or there. Like, I just was miserable and unhappy, and every day felt like an effort. And then I compounded it with the guilt and shame that there was no reason that I should feel this way. And so for me, what I did was I did anything to fill that void, to fill that space, to try to make it go away. Carolyn, I drank too much. I ate too much. I shopped like it was my job. I did anything and everything on the outside to just fill that. And then, like anybody, we get to this point of being sick and tired. And so that's when I sought help through different avenues, through a therapist, through my doctor, through coaching. And it was when I was with my coach, we were having this conversation, and so much growth and change and mindset work happened. And I don't know, it just hit me one day. I said, I could do this. I could totally take what I've learned and turn around and help somebody else that's feeling like this, and share all the amazing tools that at that point I had, but then since then, that I've learned and cultivated. And it truly is so rewarding to be of service and share the gifts that I've received.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I mean, some people actually describe it, and I would describe it as an energy shift, right? There is an energy shift that's within you. And sometimes it gets so frustrating to actually name exactly what to do next. And that's how you describe it, is that you had everything in place. You know, there's a feeling of why you're so ungrateful for all things that have been coming your way and you've been fortunate to experience, but yet there is an energy shift. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what exactly were some of the things that you had to navigate in order for that to happen.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Caroline, because it is an energy shift. It is this shift that happens in our mind, body, and soul, right? And so a lot of, you know, when we all go to Google for help, we find the same things, right? Everybody will tell you, listen, get good sleep, eat right, you know, don't be stressed. They give us this advice that seems fabulous. It's great, right? Sure, get some sleep. Yeah, eat right. I would love to not be stressed. But nobody gave me the tools beyond that. And so that's when I started to cultivate things that I use. And then, so I still use them today and I use more, but a lot of it centers around mindfulness. And the way I teach mindfulness to my clients, it's really about getting in touch with that inner self, getting in touch with both our intuition as well as our inner child. A lot of grievances that come up are sometimes just things that we've been holding on to for a very, very long time, and they need to be made aware of, acknowledged, and then accepted. And so we can do that through mindfulness. And another tool that I embrace and I share with my clients is a lot of neurosomatic work, a lot of brain-based health work, where we work with the vagus nerve and our lymph system. And we take a look at exercises that we can do that maybe take 30, 40 seconds, and it resets our internal nervous system to a point where we're able to make some shifts and we're able to pause, right? And then, of course, no life coaching is complete without some mindset and thought work and really taking and shifting that mental and emotional energy into a space of allowing and welcoming the change. Because sometimes we hold on to what we know, even though we know it's not serving us.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you're making, Kathy. And when you talk about the inner child, because as you know, a lot of us hold on to things that don't serve us well through our childhood up until this point in our adulthood. All the things that we do is really based on what was expected from us. You know, our values, our opinions are all based on our very younger years. And I see the sort of the midlife years as a time to do all over again, right? You can do all over again. The chances are we're going to live well into our 80s. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you talked about is the inner child and giving yourself permission to nurture that. And just tell us a little bit more about why is it important to nurture your inner child and what does that actually look like?
Yeah, well, I find it is important because whether it's our inner child, whether it's our inner teenager, or whether it's parts of us now, if there's a part of us that is ignored or shoved down, it tends to then just get compounded and really becomes worse and worse and worse. It's sort of like that saying where no one ever relaxed after somebody said, just relax, right? So when we don't pay attention to those inner feelings, and no matter where they're coming from, they just become persistent. And then that just becomes a lot, and it's a constant thought. It's a constant. It rears its head up everywhere we look. And inner child work for me is really getting to the point where we hear the wants and we hear the needs and we approach them from a place of flexibility and compassion. We want to say, okay, I hear you, and let's see what we can do about this, right? So if it's just this inner child always needed to feel accepted, we're going to look for ways every day and throughout the day, multiple ways where we already show acceptance to ourselves and acknowledge that, so that we then begin to produce evidence that we are doing it. And then we find ways to cultivate new ways to show ourselves that we're being appreciated, that we appreciate ourselves. And a lot of inner child work can take the form of what we do now. It can take the form of journaling. It can take the form of artistic expression. It can take the form of a full body scan meditation and finding out where those feelings lie. Inner child work is very personable. It's very subjective to who is doing it and how they want it done, because everybody's childhood was so different and so unique. And you're right, a lot of it comes down to what happened at that time. And we have our subconscious memory of times and we have our conscious memory of time. And so a lot of the work that I do focuses around what's called quantum time technique, where we actually will revisit certain events and find out what was happening both consciously and unconsciously in our subconscious, so that then we can kind of tease out what we really needed in that moment, what was maybe really happening in that moment, and then create some action plans to facilitate healing around it. You know, it's said that our conscious mind is like the general in the military. And our subconscious mind is kind of like a cadet. It's going to do whatever it's told, whatever it's told to do. But it also holds all the information, but it will only let us have it when asked, because it needs to be filtered through our conscious mind, because our brain is set up that way for survival. So it's really when we're able to fall through that veil of consciousness into our subconscious, which is completely self-driven. It isn't a hypnotic state. It's a self-hypnosis state. And we are able to then bring about, I mean, immense change and really transform our day-to-day lives.
And it's so nicely talked about here, because what you're sharing with us is an experience where someone can actually do a lot of work. And the introduction to mindfulness and the vagus nerve enable to access the part of the brain that enable you to get past some of these hurdles. And that's why I like the approach that you do. It's very integrative, isn't it? It's a kind of all-round approach, and it seems like there's no stone unturned.
Yes, and honestly, it came about because of my journey, right? I did create a unique signature program called the Three Pillar Approach. And what that is mood, and mood work is the neurosomatic work. And then we do mindfulness and mindset. And this, it came about because I actually did it in reverse, right? I focused on my mind and my mindset and trying to change habits and create goals. But my body was so high strung. My body was in this state of constant fight or flight because of just my visions and the way that I was moving through the world and everything that was coming at me. It was my defense mechanism, right? So anything that I was trying to implement, my body was saying, nope, not safe. Nope, we're not going to do it. And so I had to take a look at how can I calm my nervous system down? How can I make my body approachable? How can I have my body be accepting of this work? And so then I calmed my body and I had my mindset work, and something just wasn't clicking in it. And I was like, what is up here? And what was missing was this mindfulness component of getting to the point of what I wanted. A lot of mindset facilitators help us do what we think we should do. Whereas if we take a mindful approach, an intuitive approach, we then do what we want to do, what we can do, what we feel like doing, not what's expected of us. So it led me to create this approach because I just found it so beneficial for myself once I figured it out. And then to apply it with my clients is just magical.
Yeah, it sounds magical, because that's just, for those who don't understand, the long vagus nerve comes from the top all the way down, and it sprouts out. Can you tell us the importance, why you mentioned, and I mentioned, the vagus nerve? What does it actually do?
Yeah, so you're right. The vagus nerve starts at the base of our head, a little bit higher, and goes all the way down to around where our pubic bone is. And the vagus nerve is it's like a highway nerve, right? So it's this one long nerve, but it has offshoots everywhere to all of our systems, our digestive system, our heart, our lung. Like it has nerves that go all over. It's kind of a web. And so it's the nerve that allows us to rest and digest. It takes and sends signals to our body parts of how then they should move, whether we need to breathe really fast because we're being chased, or whether we need to relax because we are about to go to sleep. So we take some deeper breaths, right? It signals that to the brain. And just like a highway, it's two ways. We can manipulate parts on our body to send a signal to our brain of relaxation. And that might look like tapping on certain muscle groups and massaging different areas. And it could be, you know, in your digestive tract, going on a clockwise turn around your belly. To do that before and after you eat is so fabulous for your vagus nerve. So just it's this outside stimulation, because we have inputs, which is everything on the outside coming in. And then it tells our brain, and our brain gives us outputs. And now if everything we're seeing, our body interprets it as a threat, our outputs are constantly responding to threat that may or may not be there. So if we can train our inputs to relax, we can then change our behavior. So it's such an important tool to use, you know, your mind, body, and your soul when you're trying to make some shifts in your life, when you're trying to discover where and what and who you want to be.
And so that kind of leads me on to the work that you do. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do and the clients you work with and the clients that you would like to have and to work with.
Yeah. I absolutely love, for one, this is going to sound silly, Caroline, but I love working with people that want to be worked with. Because I was in a state for years, right? I mean, I was in a state for years where I was just so comfortable complaining that I wasn't ready to do the work. So when someone's ready, when they are ready, right, that's the client that I want to work with, because then you can make some shifts. But that's not to say we're ready all the time. We certainly hold sacred space for people that are on a journey, right? But when someone is ready for this growth and change and they know it, then their work is actually easier, and it feels good to see somebody who is working with themselves, if that makes any sense, right? They're not fighting against themselves. But I generally work with women, and my youngest client was 34 and my oldest client was 74. So anywhere in between there, in any sort of stage of life. Why I feel like this age group is so important is because when we were younger, like adolescents, we really thought we had so much time. And then we moved into young adulthood, which is 20s and early 30s, and we developed all this wisdom, but we had absolutely no time, right? When we were in our adolescence, we had all the time, but no wisdom. Then we go into young adulthood and we've gained all this knowledge and we just are running, no time. We're either climbing the corporate ladder or we're chasing young kids. But then we get into midlife and we have both. We have this opportunity for time and wisdom, and it can create such shifts to allow yourself to embrace things that you have always wanted. So I love to work with women in this age group. And like I mentioned, we follow this three-pillar approach that I have found to be so effective and so beneficial and really so fun, because we take a look at where your need is. And I have a quiz on my website that actually walks somebody through 5 questions and you get a result telling you which pillar you may or may not want to start with. And then you're given a bunch of tools to go ahead and use, some audios, some worksheets, all sorts of things. So working in this framework of your mood, your nervous system, then mindfulness and mindset, it really is this 1-2-3 approach where it's encompassing the whole person and making changes from the inside out.
The inside out. And tell us exactly where they can find your details, Kathy.
Yeah, so my website is my name, kathybatista.com, and that's KathyBatista.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Kathy Batista. And I would welcome any and all inquiries, and I would love if you took the quiz, because there's something like 12 freebies that you get. So I love to be able, I love to be able to give people the tools that, you know what, maybe you don't want to work with a coach, but this has tons of tools to get you started and help you out on your journey.
Wonderful. And any parting words for my listeners, Kathy?
Yeah, I would say if there's any inclination of some want or need is unmet, you know, reach out to people like Caroline and I, and we have done this journey and can help and guide and just be of service. And there is an answer to that question of what's next.
And what's next? Well, thank you very much for coming on this episode. It's really been insightful. I described you as my coach twin, my midlife coach twin. So it's lovely to meet you. And no doubt you shall be on again if you would like the invitation.
Oh, I would more than love it. Yes, I would welcome it. Thank you so much. This has been such a great time.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
You want to get hold of all my guests just like Kathy, you can. Instagram, Facebook, Gmail, the crazyoverfoolslive.com website. And in the next episode, we shall be joined by Susan Bratton, who is a trusted intimacy advisor to millions and sexual wellness expert. She is a co-founder of both Personal Life Media and The 20. She's an authority in the bedroom techniques and communication skills, as well as organic supplements and non-invasive treatments that will improve vitality for both men and women. Join in. Sounds like a mouthful. It is. And you're going to enjoy it. So stay tuned for the next episode of Crazy Over Fools Live podcast. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated just like on episodes just like this. Be back next week.